Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Moore. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Driscoll. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. Hopkins moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. O'Brien moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Barry moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Driscoll settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to second. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher juggles the ball. That's an error on Mincher. May moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll is 0 for 1 in the game. Driscoll hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Driscoll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McGraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bando moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy bunts towards the mound. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to third. Alou moves to second. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Chuck Dobson. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore juggles the ball. That's an error on Moore. Bando scores. Alou scores. Duncan moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Duncan scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Athletics. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll is 0 for 2 in the game. Driscoll strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Marcel Lachman now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Barry Moore. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Marcel Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll is 0 for 3 in the game. Driscoll is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Green now playing second base. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Hopkins moves to third. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and has Hermann trapped. There's the throw to Bando and over to Green, who tags Hermann for the out. Hopkins scores. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 8-5, Athletics. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. Two outs. John Matthias pinch hits for Jerry Kreider. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Jackson trapped. There's the throw to O'Brien who tags Jackson for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. May hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duncan hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.